it's going to be an interesting year. We've got Avery Clark returning as a pitcher. She'll be a senior for us this year. But we have 9 seniors, so that's a big class. But we've got some younger girls that have some potential that, you know, travel varsity and get some playing time also. So it's going to be an interesting year.
You lost a lot numbers-wise. 6 senior class last year, if I remember, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
What were the, going into the off season, the biggest question marks that you needed answered going into the fall?
We've got some holes in our lineup that are going to need to be filled. Jenna Harris and Maddie Moore, you know, with them graduating, they were up there in the top spots. So, you know, we've got to move some girls around in our lineup. Some of the juniors that were there last year, seniors now, they're going to step up and help fill those holes. So, really got to get out, work on the offensive side and try to fill those.
Are you encouraged by, it sounds like one of those teams that those that go out to the softball team, they're going to say, hey, I remember her from JV. She's now moved up to varsity. So girls that didn't see a lot of varsity time that will this year. With that group moving up to a bigger role, are you encouraged by what you've seen from them?
Yeah, definitely. It's always kind of eye-opening to me to see the girls that come in from 8th grade, you know, out there practicing with the girls that have already had me as a coach for a year. And it's just kind of funny how those girls already – they already know the drills and they're already a step ahead just because they've had me as a coach for a year. So that is always encouraging to me. I love to see that. But yeah, the younger ones are stepping up and starting to make plays. So
I was talking with Coach Hickson about Brookfield and Marceline added for football. Anybody who follows sports knows how good they are in football.
Mm-hmm.
Softball wise, we know what Marceline's been for 5 years. Brookfield's pretty good. Did you put the GRC right now with anybody Class 1 and 2 softball wise in North Missouri?
I think that we're one of the toughest conferences, you know, out there, especially adding Marceline and Brookfield into our conference. We're a big conference with a lot of good softball teams.
What areas does this group need to improve upon the most to be a factor in the GRC over the next month?
Hitting. I think our offensive side, we've got to improve a lot. We went over some goals today, and some of the older ones even pointed out, like last year, we did not meet our goals. We've got to be better this year. So that's our big side.